Yes, sir.
But he came to play out a role to show you the price that you're going to have to pay, and that person will have to pay for the truth. So when that person comes, he would have to demonstrate to you, the masses of the people on the conscious level, the works that Master Wallace D. Farrar Muhammad had to do in order for you to understand him, the one that he is going to use, which is me.
Yes, sir.
And no one come to represent you with the truth and having never been taken before the court with that truth.
That's right, yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's why I was never taken before the courts for the truth.
Yes, sir.
Only the direct workers, directly from Allah God, the prison master, what is Nisra Muhammad, a messenger or a prophet, but I'm not a messenger or a prophet, or whoever it is, must be taken before the courts for that truth.
Yes, sir.
Abdul Ali and Marcus Garvey and the rest of the people's way of being.
Yes,
sir.
It's time that I go back to this single cell of life. So you know what you're supposed to do about those vehicles today?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
We wanted to let you know about Ansar Sofa. Monique has to go to Richmond, to the Richmond Mosque for that meeting for tomorrow night.
For what?
For her to be able to get the pass or something to go to the...
But she's going to have no way to go there?
Yes, sir. We just were letting you know about that.
Okay, well, all praises due to Allah God, the prison master of the Prophet, the messenger of the Prophet, the messenger of the Prophet, okay, then, Shaka, who deal with it the way that Allah God, the prison master of the Prophet, the messenger of the Prophet, the messenger of the Prophet, okay?
Yes, sir, we'll speak tomorrow.
Okay, then, Shaka, who and Asa, Mamalikum, to the degree of the Creator's master plan. This is a hot tape coming off the line from Allah God, the prison master of the Prophet, the messenger of the Prophet, the messenger of the Prophet, and it goes with this raw set that we just been getting.
Yes, sir. Shaka, who?
Upon speaking with the Master J, date being March 8, 1994,
Sajallahu and Malaika Salam to the degree of the Creator's master plan of the year of our Lord and host of March the 9th, 1994, in the works of the Master J.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, what I wanted to ask you was I wanted you to bring me up on what the attorney was saying.
Okay, what he told me was that it would not affect any of you in no kind of way, because he said something about that you didn't have, none of you had any violent felonies or anything behind that. Okay, but then today when I called him back, when he called me back, he said that he was going to come and see you either tomorrow or Friday. He wasn't going to say exactly sure which day, but it would be before the weekend, and he'll explain it all to you himself.
Explain what?
Just, you know, that it will not affect y'all, but, you know, when Ansar Sofa Quincy said that you wanted to ask another question today.
Yes, ma'am.
And then I told him that, and so then he said, well, maybe, you know, that he'll just come and see you and explain it to you, you know, himself. It will not affect y'all.
It would not affect the mandate?
No, sir.
He was sure of that?
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to be sure that he was sure what he's talking about. But see, a lot of people wanted to still know, so we wanted to know a lot more information about it in case other people in here wanted to ask related to something about it.
Yes, sir. That's why he said that I suppose that's why he said that he would come and see you and talk to you.
When?
He said either tomorrow or Friday.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, you be sure that he'd be able to do that. I can talk to him on the phone now.
What time? Let's see. If I can catch him in his car phone, I'll try. Hold on, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
He's not in the car, but I know they're gone from the office.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Did you talk to that person about the vehicle?
Okay, he called back, and when he called back, he said that he would be busy for, like, tomorrow and the next day.
Yes, ma'am.
But that in a couple, you know, after that, that he would probably be able to, you know, make arrangements to bring the vehicle down here.
Yes, ma'am.
So I let him know that I probably would call him back tonight and let him know what for sure what we were going to do.
Well, if he already told you what he's going to do, then that's that.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you know, I just was saying, pertaining to so-called Quincy. Excuse me. That's the so-called Quincy was saying that what I had said pertaining to all of us just getting in the van and riding that way and bringing it back or something. I didn't know.
Okay, yeah, but that sounds good. But I thought you said he said he was going to be busy.
No, he meant as far as he said he wouldn't be able to come this way and bring it
back. But
down.
You see, okay, but you see, you need to do things that involve all of you together up in something.
Yes, sir.
More than just right around here. You need to be able to travel much, worthy of praise much, and you do things together, and that keeps the Lord God in the presence of the Master, one of the best, and the most honorable life, and keeps you way out there, and let you see grounds that you've never seen before with each other. You never rode up towards Chico Way.
Yes, sir.
And that's something like showing the children, just like showing the brother and some of them, so-called Calvin, or sister and some of them, so-called Michelle, them, another environment, and even our brother and some of them, and even them sisters, they never been up there.
That's true, yes, sir.
So you always should want to see something new to broaden your mind into the aspect of the country or whatever.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, yes, sir.
What's that call for? You been smoking anymore or something?
No, sir.
Oh, I'm just asking.
I know.
I'm allowed to ask. All praise to the Lord God and the presence of the Master of the Deep Mama, especially for the message of the Messiah of the Mama. You've been keeping yourself and carrying yourself the way of Lord God and the presence of the Master of the Deep Mama, and especially the Messiah of the Lord Mama, described for you for sisters to behave right?
Yes, sir.
You sure?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll pray to the Lord God and the President of the Master of the Mama, especially for the message of the Most Honorable Black Mama, because any time that you're given positions, you have to, you cannot just be thinking about your own self. You have to think about others.
I know that, yes, sir.
I mean, on anything.
I know that, yes, sir.
If you did have some type of desire, just where desire that, well, you can't because you're up under the yoke.
That's right, yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
There might be a lot of things that people would might, that other Africano mind that allow God to see. I'm most honorable life, I'm going to say, allow God to the Master of the Divine, and we say, allow God to the Master of the Divine, and this message of the Divine Mother, they did not come to change things. So when you first come out of the valley of shit, you got to stink like shit a little bit. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, sir.
So therefore, he didn't come to change that the mathematics of the laws of everything, therefore meaning that every now and then those flashes of thoughts would come before your mind, but that's only him, allow God to the Master of the Divine, and this message of the Divine Mother, making mathematics of be proven fact, but the lesson that you respond to those thoughts, the more that they regress into the background to other more be forbidden.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But if you start beckoning to them, then you're beating them.
Oh, yes, sir. That's what Allah God in the person of Master Wells D. Foreign Muhammad is his messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through remote control unit to Master J Man. I was speaking with Aunt so-called Cynthia about smoking cigarettes.
Yes, ma'am.
And I was telling her that Allah God in the person of Master Wells D. Foreign Muhammad is messenger, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the remote control unit to Master J Man. Had blessed me to just, it wasn't even a thing where I said, I'm going to quit smoking or anything. I just stopped.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's almost 2 years now.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Well, Allah God, the President of Master Wallace, the degree, see, it's not that, see, when it's time for you, you do the best that you possibly can, and Allah God, the President of Master Wallace, the Muhammad, and the Messenger of Allah, the Muhammad, do the rest. Well, okay, function in the capacity of where Allah God, the President of Master Wallace, the Muhammad, and the Messenger of Allah, the Muhammad, have you, I have some of the sisters and brothers that by encountering certain people, he automatically may keep a little something there, like a, you know, because a lot of people smoking,
yes,
so that
sir.
They can kind of identify with you and won't feel bad because they're unable to stop smoking.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, you have some in that particular manner, but I'm not saying that that's the main reason that I've gotten the prison master of the deep mama, and especially the most honorable mama is the best know of that.
Oh, yes, sir. That's true. Yes, sir.
Yeah, but we do the best that we possibly can.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes.
But okay, so but now I was explaining that was, so did you let him know that y'all might be able to come that way?
Yes, sir. I told him that I was going to call him back this evening and let him know.
Yeah, well, it's a good tip if the weather is right.
Yes, sir.
You know, for everybody to make that way so that you can say a family, the royal family traveled somewhere together where we had never traveled together before.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So that's what you're coughing for?
I had a cold. It's going away, but it's just this cough. I don't know. It's just this cough. It's like something be tickling your throat.
Oh, yes, ma'am. But
cold.
You see, you're supposed to get off into your herbs.
Yes, sir. What happened, you know, the herbs that I told you that I got?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the particular ones that I had, they spoke about, you know, when it's that time of the month and bloating and cramping.
Yes, ma'am.
Not to take them, so I didn't start. I have to wait until after this is...
Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay, then another thing I want to bring up here. See, that particular type of beer, buy a vehicle like that for that kind of money.
Yes, sir.
And see, and so therefore, you know that Sister Anselm, how much so-called Monique, and the brother Anselm, so-called Jabari, and all of you need a transportation other that they can all move around in beside that van all the time.
Oh, yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So therefore, that would cover that particular ground. You know that they're going to need something, trying to horse the brother up into the van, a different thing. See, the sister shouldn't have to drive the van all the time, just like y'all don't have to drive a van all the time. They have to switch back and forth, so they should have a way of switching back and forth, too.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, yes, sir.
So therefore, this would be a type of vehicle that would fit that type of criteria.
Yes, sir.
Is that not true?
That's true, yes, sir.
All praise and due to Allah, God, and the prison of Master Wallace, Jesus, I'm going to stress for the men and the sons of the blind. That's why I say it's something that would have to be did anyway, so it's best to do it with that one, because you're not going to get one like that down here for that.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Then everybody work as a whole cleaning it up, because if it's a dull, all you got to do is, let me tell you something, a dull or a faded paint job still look good when you wash and wax it up and put the armor on and put them tires on. It still looks good.
Oh, yes, sir. You should see what they did to that car yesterday.
Oh, they did?
Yes, sir.
And what, it's looking a whole lot better?
Oh, yes, sir. They,
some of that son of a gun on them tires and stuff.
Yes, sir. You know, I didn't have any more of the son of a gun.
Yes, ma'am.
Anyway, before, but I have the armor all and all of that.
That's okay. The same principle.
I know, yes, sir. But they were out there cleaning the cars, after so-called Cynthia and after so-called Calvin.
Yes, ma'am.
And I looked out the window, then I seen them, they was doing the van. So then I looked, and that so-called Monique was out there, and she was doing the red and white van. I said, wait a minute, I better go get the car so they can do the car, too.
No, but it's something that everybody should do. It gives them something to do.
Oh, yes, sir. When I went out there and I looked at the tires on the Eldorado.
Yes, ma'am.
And I said, no, wait a minute. Them tires is looking better than the tires on the other car.
Yeah, but you see, they're supposed to do the inside with that armor all, too.
Oh, yes, sir, they did. That's more than 7 years.
And sweep out, you'd be amazed that that car look 100 times better than you did when you drove it up there.
Oh, yes, sir.
And then it'll go and fail real quick. You can take some little, that would, if they just take, see, even though the paint is dull, if they take some wax and put on it, it'll bring it out more.
Yes, sir.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So you buy some big liquid wax and let them bring it out, and it'll come out a little bit more, and it'll be able to move quicker.
Yes, sir.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because all things do, not down to prison, master, body, from, I'm the best for the master, the master, but I remember, that's why I said, then you put a for sale sign in with that big sign up there, saying at least if we just get $1,000 back for it, fine.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. I wanted to tell you this. In the paper, where when we purchased the car from the man.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, on one side of the paper is where he bought the car. When he bought it, he paid $100 for it.
He did?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, he made him a profit.
Yes, sir.
And by them working in that tuning shop.
Yes, sir. That's what I said, that he probably had, you know, did a lot of things.
They did all that work on his spare time there.
Yes, sir.
Brought it up, because that's the way, I'm telling you, you make money off vehicles.
Yes, sir.
And you'd be amazed at how, look, and always around that year vehicle, right around the edge, by the back window, around the final, it always has them little rough spots.
Yeah, that's where it is. The little rust look like corrosion.
Yeah, right there, right around the edge of the final, it was like it was. I remember when I put that red tape on that red car that you had?
Yes, sir.
Well, you remember how it was bubbling right there around
yes,
the one that...
Sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
That year, they, for some reason, those years, most of them do that. And you put, take your little sandpaper or something and sand it down to the spoon, then put you some little old regular paint on it or something almost matching the color of whatever it is, and then wax the rest of the car.
Oh, yes, sir.
And then, you know what I'm saying, and do the chrome and clean the chrome real good, take your time. See, that's something that Brother Anselm, Mama Sukar Jabari, and Brother Anselm, Sukar Calvin, everybody can do to see how a lot of God in the prison, the master of the divine, Mama, the best in the best, I'm not blessing to be able to get rid of it. How much space y'all taking up out there in front of the house? Did you almost
okay.
Over into the neighbor's yard?
That's the thing right there, okay, because the white van, like with the red and white van, we can park it, like when we pull in front of the house.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, like you park, like when you go in a parking lot and your cars be side by side.
Yes, ma'am.
We can park the red and white one like that, because it's not as long as the white one. The white one can't be parked like that because it's in the street when you park it like that, so I have that one parked. I'm all the way, like, up on the sidewalk.
Yes, ma'am.
So then, basically, there's room for a car to go in the middle of there, and that's where, you know, we have the Eldorado park there now.
Yes, ma'am.
And then, any more space, we would be on the neighbor's lawn, and he has grass out there, because he parks, we're right next to the corner house.
Yes, Okay, but listen to that.
Yes, sir.
I'll pray to the Lord God to pray the master about the deep. I'm not specific for the message of the Lord. But when you get ready to pull the other car into the garage, everybody can sit there to judge so that you'll be sure you're not going to scratch no car.